For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman. Police had to forcibly disperse a crowd of protesters on Wednesday morning in Ferguson. Tensions were running high throughout Tuesday after a memorial for Michael Brown burned down. Later that night, the front window of a beauty shop was smashed in and dozens of angry protesters gathered in and around West Florissant Avenue. Ultimately, police from multiple jurisdictions dispersed the crowd and arrested some of the protesters. Umar Lee was on the scene and says the anger throughout Tuesday night was not unexpected.
Everyone wants things to get back to normal, but as someone said the other week, normal got Mike Brown killed. This is the new normality in St. Louis.
One of the people who works at the beauty shop says this is the third time the window has been smashed since Brown was killed in August. In a city that has never required trash service, Holt Summit is seeing too much illegal dumping and littering in their community. The Board of Aldermen held a work session Monday night to discuss possible solutions for the problem. KBIA's Mary Kate Mativer reports.
In the city of Holt Summit, an estimated 200 to 400 homes don't have any verified trash service. The city currently has a contract with Allied Waste to provide residential and commercial trash service for under $15 a month to those that choose to have it. However, Brian Crane, the Holt Summit city administrator, says the city is seeking the public's opinion on implementing a mandatory trash service.
Some of them don't think that it's the city's role or responsibility to mandate trash service to residents. And then some of them are excited about the opportunity for us to clean up our town and have trash service in our community that's required and the potential for curbside recycling.
The Holt Summit Board of Aldermen is considering four possible options, including one that would require mandatory trash service through Allied Waste, with the city taking over the billing. For those that already pay for the optional trash service, the mandatory trash service is predicted to bring the cost down for everyone. The board will vote at the October board meeting on the 13th. Mary Kate Mativer, KBIA News.
The University of Missouri has concluded its investigation into federal grant spending after a wildlife biologist's complaint to the federal government. Assistant Professor Dylan Kessler's False Claims Act lawsuit alleged that two colleagues in the Department of Fisheries and Wildlife Sciences improperly paid their spouses from pools of federal scientific research money while the woman remained home with newborns. University officials called Kessler's complaint unfounded after the Justice Department decided against pursuing the case. The school says it's no longer reviewing the transactions, in part because Kessler won't agree to an interview. An increase in school shootings nationwide have led the Columbia School District to increase security measures. Since the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting, there have been 70 more school shootings throughout the country. Taking this into consideration, the district decided in the past year to increase security systems throughout the district. Columbia School District spokesperson Michelle Baumstark says the decision to improve security was based on annual district meetings.
As a result of those annual reviews, we make improvements where we feel those are necessary. We replace equipment as we feel is necessary, and we change any procedures that we feel might need to be improved.
The new security improvements include new security cameras and upgraded alarm systems at both Rockbridge and Columbia Hickman High Schools. Emergency radios have also been placed in every building inside the district. MU faculty and staff now have new responsibilities under Title IX, but some aren't exactly sure what those responsibilities are. MU Chancellor R. Bowen Lofton sent an email to all faculty, staff, and students on Tuesday stating, quote, "Any employee of the university, except those exempted by legal privilege of confidentiality or as expressly identified as a confidential reporter who becomes aware of sex discrimination, must report all known information to the Title IX coordinator." MU News Bureau spokesperson Christian Basie said that any confusion staff, faculty, or students may have after reading the chancellor's email have already been answered by the university.
"We are going to be and have been educating staff, faculty, and students on their responsibilities and rights related to Title IX through a series of seminars and workshops, email communications, and other means of communications for the foreseeable future."
When asked to define confidential reporter or what might qualify as an appropriate situation in which someone may become aware of sexual discrimination that may need to be reported, Basie said anyone with questions can contact the Title IX coordinator, Linda Bennett. Columbia voters will have to make a decision whether to impose a 50-cent development fee on new construction. Proposition 2 includes the creation of two categories for commercial projects. The non-residential low-impact projects would increase to $1.50 per square foot, and the non-residential high-impact projects would increase to $2 per square foot. Third Ward City Councilman Carl Scala has been a big proponent for this proposition for nearly a decade.
I'm pretty optimistic that the folks will realize this is not an excise tax on the residents. This is, in fact, a way of achieving parity so that everybody pays their fair share for the new capacity that we need in terms of growth.
Scala wants the residents of Columbia to realize that this is a fee only for new construction. Any existing houses or buildings that need to be remodeled will not fall under this proposition. However, not everyone is for the new development fee, including the Columbia Chamber of Commerce. The president of the Columbia Board of Realtors, Becky Sterling, and its members also oppose it.
It's not so much that the developers can't afford it, because they're going to pass that cost on. It's that it's going to make buyers able to afford less. They're just not going to be able to get as much for their money.
Sterling also says this will hurt small businesses more than large businesses. For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman.